USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special counsel Robert Mueller breaks his silence, saying the Mueller report speaks for itself and he does not intend to testify before Congress. With more on Mueller's press conference, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Mueller also said Justice Department guidelines did prohibit him from being able to charge President Trump with any crime, like obstruction, in connection with the probe.
It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge.
Mueller adding, though, that if he had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, quote, we would have said so.
Case closed. That's how President Trump reacts to Mueller's comments on Wednesday. And around 40 million Americans are facing severe weather threats and possible tornadoes in the Midwest and Northeast. This after 50 tornadoes have already touched down in the Midwest this week. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
The Arkansas River is expected to reach the 41-foot water level as massive flooding continues. FEMA Director Tony Robinson says they're getting ready to help those affected by the flooding.
Our efforts here at FEMA Region 6 have really been working very closely with our state partners in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana on this extended flooding.
The National Weather Service says that 41-foot prediction includes the total amount of rainfall expected to fall over the region on Wednesday. Facebook says it's removed dozens of accounts related to a pro-Iranian influence campaign. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The accounts were pushing messages that were anti-Saudi Arabia, anti-Israel, and pro-Palestine. They were trying to manipulate people, saying the U.S. should be separating from Saudi Arabia over the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. They took down 51 accounts, 36 pages, 7 groups, and 3 Instagram accounts.
Thank you, Wendy. You can find us on usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories, the severe weather in the nation continues to be an issue that affects over 50 million Americans. Over 50 tornadoes have hammered the Midwest this week, shutting down airports and leaving thousands of homes and businesses without power. Dennis Hayes is a Trotville, Ohio resident who lost his home in the storm. He joins Fox News to talk about what's next for him and his family.
I believe we'll be able to rebuild. Like I said, we've been here 25 years, and I'm happy that everyone was safe. I was in Georgia when I got the call. I just got to the hotel and then turned around and drove another 9 miles back, 9 hours back, I should say, and just came in the total devastation. I've never seen anything like this. I've never been involved in wartime, but I can imagine this is what it looks like. Stuff can be replaced. I mean, it's just stuff. I've got 3 cars, 4 cars with major damage, but I don't care about them. Make sure you're very well insured. Last time we had light storm damage, it wasn't covered, and we paid out of pocket. The next time I got my insurance policy, I jokingly told Allstate I want to be insured that if 12 clowns came through on unicycles with torches, I want to be covered, and so it is covered.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.